All right, today we are diving deep into one of the most fundamental and honestly most misunderstood exercises out there, the Pilates half curl. We're going to break it all down and show you exactly why this precise little move is light years ahead of your standard everyday crunch. So let me ask you this. Have you ever done a bunch of crunches only to wake up the next day feeling it more in your neck than in your abs? Yeah. You are definitely not alone. That's a huge red flag that your form is working against you, that you're relying on momentum and straining muscles that really shouldn't be doing the heavy lifting. So let's put them side by side. The common crunch, well, it often involves yanking on your neck, using momentum, and that can really put a lot of stress on your low back. But the Pilates half curl, that is the elegant solution. It's all about control, about getting into those deep core muscles, and most importantly, about keeping your spine safe. It's truly about working smarter, not just harder. To really appreciate what the half curl can do, you've got to understand that it's a completely different animal from a crunch. I mean, they're not even in the same league. This is an exercise where quality is everything, and just banging out reps is a distant second. Okay, so in the Pilates world, we call this a segmental thoracic flexion. Sounds a bit technical, right? But all it really means is that you are carefully and very deliberately peeling your upper spine, you know, the part where your ribs are, off the floor one vertebra at a time. And here's the secret sauce. Your pelvis stays completely still, totally stable. That's what forces those deep, deep abdominals to fire up and do all the work. All right, ready to get into it? We're going to build the perfect half curl from the ground up. And that means starting with the absolute foundation. Your setup. Get this right, and everything else just falls into place. First things first, lie on your back. Your knees are bent, feet flat on the floor, about hip width apart. We're looking for what we call a neutral pelvis, which just means your hip bones and your pubic bone are making a nice level plane. Now, let your rib cage feel really heavy on the mat, and let your arms rest long by your sides. This stable base is absolutely non-negotiable.
Now for the head and neck. This is so important. Before you even think about lifting, just give a gentle nod, like you're saying yes. And here's my favorite cue. Imagine you're holding a small tangerine right between your chin and your chest. You need to hold it there the whole time, but don't juice it. This little image is the absolute secret to stopping that chin jamming and neck strain.
So here it is in four parts. Step one, you're going to inhale to get ready, lengthening the back of your neck as you give that tiny chin nod. Step two, exhale and start to curl up. Think about your ribs gliding down towards your pelvis. You only lift until the very bottom tips of your shoulder blades feel light on the mat. Step three, inhale and just hold it right there. And step four, exhale to slowly, and I mean slowly, melt all the way back down. No thudding.
Okay, so once you've really nailed that classic version, let's explore a few variations that are going to add new layers of control and, yeah, a little bit more challenge.
This first variation is all about your breath. As you exhale to curl up, I want you to actively think about corseting your waist, like you're cinching everything in and down. Then, while you're holding that curl at the top, take a full inhale into your back and ribs without letting your abs pop up. This is such a critical skill. It trains your body to keep that core engaged even while you're breathing.
Our second variation introduces a beautiful little counter movement. So after you curl up on your exhale, you'll inhale to lower down, and then you just continue into this tiny, subtle arch in your mid-back. Think about floating your breastbone up to the ceiling, but without letting your lower back do all the work. This feels so good for mobilizing the upper spine and creating a perfect balance between that forward curl and extension.
Now look, even with the best instructions in the world, things can sometimes feel a little off. It happens. So think of this next section as your personal toolkit for troubleshooting and for tailoring the exercise to fit your body perfectly. One of the biggest challenges, for sure, is keeping the pelvis stable. If it's rocking back and forth as you curl, you're losing out on all that amazing deep core work. So here's another great mental image for you. Imagine there's a full teacup resting on your lower abdomen. Your goal is to get through the entire movement without spilling a single drop. Let's quickly run through the usual suspects when it comes to mistakes. If you see your bottom ribs flaring up towards the ceiling, the fix is to think, zip your ribs down towards your hips. If your neck is trying to take over, just place your hands behind your head and let it feel heavy, like it's resting in a hammock. And if you're using jerky momentum, well, the fix is easy. Slow it way, way down. Try a three count up and a three count down.
The beauty of this exercise is how you can scale it.
To make it a little easier, you can always support your head with your hands, or even gently press your lower back into the mat, what we call an imprint. And if you want to make it harder, bring your legs to a tabletop position, add some tiny controlled pulses at the top, or reach your arms even longer to really up the challenge.
And finally, we have to talk about safety, because it's paramount. This type of forward flexion should be done with caution, or maybe even avoided if you have osteoporosis, acute disc issues, or you're in the later stages of pregnancy. If any of those apply to you, it's probably best to stick with neutral spine exercises instead. As always, you've got to listen to your body.
So why have we spent all this time on one seemingly simple move? Well, let's zoom out and look at the big picture, because I promise you, mastering the half curl is a complete and total game changer for your entire core program.
You see, the half curl isn't really an end in itself. It's the gateway. Being able to do a perfect, controlled curl is the foundational skill you need for some of the most iconic exercises in Pilates, like the 100, the roll-up, even the teaser. Without this blueprint, it's like trying to build a house on a shaky foundation. It's just not stable.
And this is where we really have to shift our mindset. We're moving away from just doing mindless reps and toward building a mindful skill. The goal isn't just to move up and down. It's to create this deep core coordination, this intelligent control, and this amazing connection between your brain, your breath, and your body.
So when you replace that jerky crunch with the precise half curl, you're not just doing a better ab exercise, you're learning the language of your core. So the real question is, are you ready to stop just exercising and start building a truly intelligent core?